Simply Done, the podcast network.
Good to see you, Mr. Caravello. How are you?
See you, Mr. B.
Oh, someone's being very professional.
Just sign this right here.
Oh, mama.
Oh, jeez. Write your dumb fucking name.
But
sign
I'm
it. And we'll be done. Yes, please hurry. Get in your seat, and we're going to start the show.
What are you doing, Scare Master?
Putting my belt back on.
Hey, you want me to throw you some pad thai in your mouth?
No.
Scare Master, where's your hat?
It's at the shop.
Oh, it's getting
your
fixed
hat?
Up.
It's getting fixed.
Souped
it's
up.
Getting
your
rare.
Hat is
yeah.
getting fixed.
Yeah.
Getting a brim job.
I'm getting the brim cleaned and
full brim job.
Yeah.
You're getting a brim job.
The brim.
Brim job.
Yeah. The hat's being cleaned. The inlining.
Wait a minute. You just put SP.
That's all.
You know who you're talking about. They know you're talking about.
You can't sign your fucking name?
No, there's not a lot of room there.
You're right over your dumb face.
I'm not going to write over my dumb
that's,
face.
That's what
I'm,
they want. That's
look,
what they want.
The face is too beautiful to write over.
Oh, you know this tune, speaking of beautiful?
What's that?
This song.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, once again, I'm your pal Don Barris.
I'm Mo. There's a signpost up ahead. You're about to enter into the
Scare Master Zone?
Yeah. Today's kind of a weird show.
I got to ask you a question.
I'm in the middle of opening the show, and you're going to interrupt
show.
Me already.
Open the
I
show.
Haven't even done anything, and you've already interrupted
open
me.
Open the show!
Okay. I welcome the people and the people that have never heard this show before. What makes us, well, not different, because there are people that have come in and they've tried to copy us in a way because we were groundbreakers. And when you are a groundbreaker, people will copy us. But we were the first, and I still feel the best, to ever have a podcast that combines us talking about pop culture and our own personal life. Many imitators, we're the original.
That's right.
Now, today we've got a big show, including Perry's going to come up with some ideas for his punishment.
Punishment?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Perry, I...
Now what happened, my little girlfriend, Don Barris?
Oh, my God, is your girlfriend? Scare Master, man, listen. Stop for one
second.
No,
he's this bitch.
No, wait a second.
You're being punished. What the fuck did I do wrong?
Okay, how about this?
Okay.
You talk about how much you like his eyes... You do every...
fuck his eyes.
You don't like my eyes?
Making out
with him. Fuck him.
You don't think my eyes are
fuck
pretty.
Fuck him.
You
he's
don't
an
think
asshole.
My eyes are pretty.
And now you're calling him your girlfriend?
You don't think
I don't,
my eyes
no,
are pretty.
No, listen to me.
Oh, yeah. Everybody,
listen
rewind the tape. You just said
me.
Girlfriend, dude.
I said girlfriend because he acts like a bitch.
What am I supposed to do, you fuck nut? You come in here every time and you leave here
Dan,
and fuck
he
things
likes
up.
You. He
every
likes
week.
You.
There's
I
no
fuck
you.
Up?
Yeah.
I fuck up?
You didn't call
no,
me
I...
like a maniac after last show. Like a freaking maniac.
No.
Scream. You didn't? You really can't remember a week ago. You can't remember the
what
phone.
Did I do a week ago?
You called me and went fucking ballistic, and Nick had to talk to you for hours, and you were supposed to call, and I told you that this week you were supposed to come up with three ideas of your punishment. You don't remember any of this.
The first idea is no punishment.
Okay. Ooh, smart. That's
second
like asking
idea,
the genie.
Before you get
that's
it,
like ask, that's a great idea. That's like when you ask the genie for three more wishes with one of your wishes.
Right, but here's the deal. Perry is going to be allowed to give us three ideas for his punishment. If we don't like the ideas that he gives, I will come up with one. And one of them might be, oh, I don't know, maybe he's not allowed to sell skateboards at the big show.
Whoa,
because the only thing that Perry understands is his fucking money. And I am so sick to fucking death of him fucking dogging me. Perry, look at me. I have to deal with you 2 hours a week. The rest of the time, I deal with Nick. If you have a problem, you deal with Nick. I don't want you calling me and fucking screaming at me like a maniac.
Oh! You don't like me doing that shit either?
What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
What the fuck does what came out of your mouth have to do with
anything?
Because,
Perry... You don't understand this. You every week you come in with either it's you are telling the sponsor what you think he should be doing. He's infuriated with you.
I have nothing to do with Neil Leeds.
You never said anything to Neil Leeds a few weeks ago.
A few weeks ago.
I am making a list of things that you have fucked up upon.
Then I'm going to tell you this. Every picture of me with the word gay on it with a question mark is to be destroyed.
I can't.
If I see that shit anywhere.
Okay, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Sue?
Two. See, that's
Sue.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You see,
I'm going to sue. No, wait. Whoa. How did that song go again?
Studio.
There it is.
Don't you remember that he signed a contract that said if he mentions lawsuits, he loses his whole third?
That.
So what do we do?
Oh, shut up.
No, shut up.
I'm joking, you fuckers.
You're not joking,
it doesn't matter
though.
If you're joking.
Perry, that's what you did last week. You called me and started telling how you're going to sue everybody. Then you come in here. I have nothing to do with those gay stickers. People are putting them all over the country and actually all over the fucking world. It's not my fault. Now, you know what? I thought it was good promotion. But you're so fucking dumb. No, you'd rather listen to a guy that has fucked you over time and time again, who's given you terrible advice. You'd rather listen to those people than the people that have put money into your pocket. What happened when you sued Jimmy Kimmel? He left us.
That was a long time ago.
All right.
It doesn't matter, but that,
he left us because he said he was going to do something, and he didn't go through
really?
With it.
And it had nothing to do
with
it.
He left because you sued him, dude.
Yeah. And he couldn't.
He said it was the next movie was going to be out within 2 years.
Yeah, well, you know what? And then you had to write stupid things on your internet page, and everybody dropped out because you are a brain dead fuck.
True,
now, Perry,
though, Scaremaster,
Perry, it is your fault. And when are you going to take the fucking responsibility?
Hey, how about this? How about you cost us all the stuff, all the tickets, and all the free popcorn and stuff we would have gotten if we would have gotten to do
popcorn.
Another movie? And we got to do another movie, and you ruined us getting to do another movie. So how come you don't get to pay us money?
Yeah, and you know what? And here's the funny thing.
You guys make way more money than I do.
You know what? Because we have a...
I am on disability,
okay.
Motherfuckers!
But let me throw this at you. Here's a girl, Mary Jane. Mary Jane makes less money than you on the books. Less money than you. And you know
books.
What? Okay, it doesn't matter. She works. You just sit around, collect a check, and then you judge us because we've gone out and made money. When are you going to stop and be a fucking smart guy?
You know what? You know what's interesting? Listen, Scaremaster.
I sit around and I
listen to him.
Money.
Yeah, you do.
You do. You don't work.
What do you do? But, what's your job?
But can I tell you something? You know what I love about Scaremaster and why he's my best friend is because he learns how to forgive. Because, listen, he hates America, okay?
I hate America?
You won't stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Excuse me? No, I don't stand up for the Pledge
okay,
of Allegiance.
So, okay,
because that's a religious thing.
No, you don't acknowledge the troops. You don't care about it. And but listen.
I don't acknowledge the troops. My daughter is in the military, and I don't acknowledge the troops.
Oh, when's the last
my
time you
shirts
were with?
Are desert sand, and I don't acknowledge the troops?
No.
Fuck you, motherfucker! Fuck you! I'm out of here. This fucking show is over.
No, Scaremaster,
see,
I'm telling what I like
again.
About
there you.
You.
Go again.
This show is over,
there
you fuckers.
So what do we do?
Can
what
I please
do?
Say what
do
I we, love hey, about Scaremaster?
Let me just say one thing, and then I'll let you get back to that. So what do we do, brain dead boy? Here we are in the middle.
Brain dead boy.
We're
another insult.
We're less than 2 months away from the biggest show that we have. We have many people that I have to get together to put this together. Dumb fuck. And every week you got to say you're quitting. What are you saying, Mole?
Let me just say
that's part of the show.
Let me just say what I love about Scaremaster. This is what I love about Scaremaster. He hates America because he won't rise for the Pledge of Allegiance,
and that's why my boards are made in America and only America.
He disrespects America and doesn't support the troops.
I support my daughter being in the fucking military.
Great.
You fucking idiot!
But you won't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance for her.
Of course
but
not, because
you know
it's a religious
thing.
Birthday present you gave to your daughter.
You know, let's stop talking over each other, guys, a little bit. Just one second.
Oh, Christ.
Scaremaster, what I love about you is that regardless of the fact that you hate and disrespect Lady Liberty, you still are a big enough man to take a check from her every month. And you know what they call, you know what the fundamental Mormons call it is bleeding the beast. And because they disagree with America and they want to be polygamous, but they still try to get as much money out of their government as they can. Like you hate America, but you'll still take her money.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I still take her money because of a problem that happened to me when I was 16
poor
years
baby.
Old.
You know, poor baby.
Poor baby, huh? Poor baby, huh? Then yeah. Then go through what I went through, motherfucker.
Yeah, I've gone through 10 times worse than you.
Oh, fuck you!
Fuck you.
You were in the hospital for 3 months, comatose
yeah,
for 3 weeks?
I was in the
you
hospital.
You lying cocka sucker!
I was in the hospital for 3 months. Yeah, I was in a terrible car accident when I was a kid. My leg was broken out. It went through the
skin.
Oh, fuck you, you brain-dead fuck. You lying piece of lazy shit.
I'm a liar?
You're a lying, lazy piece of shit.
I'm a lying, lazy piece
yeah.
of shit. So, the 3 months in the hospital from December 6th to February 23rd.
Guys, this is, listen, I don't like the tone of where
baby.
This is going.
I don't either, because you know what? You're a self-centered fucking cocksucker, Perry. You have nothing ever positive to say.
I have nothing positive
yeah.
to say?
He has
well,
a lot of positive
I've got a lot of positive
say.
Shit.
Tell me
a lot of
hey,
positive stuff
to say. All right, you know what okay. we ought to do? How about this?
Perry's movie time.
No, we're not going to do Perry's movie time. That's
we're not
canceled.
Doing Perry's movie time?
It's canceled.
Fuck you.
It's canceled.
Yes,
Perry's
no.
movie
the guys
time is.
Upstairs have canceled
Perry's
that.
Movie time is being done
no,
right
wrong.
Now. You want to know why?
Perry, you're not going to fucking thing. Put the fucking thing down. You're not going to tell me what to do.
Across the moon, you fuck.
Yeah, here we go. It's Perry. Perry's movie
time.
Stop.
And then Perry's movie time.
No,
with Christina Applegate.
Shut up. Shut up. Here's the deal. The bosses upstairs have dropped Perry's movie.
Can I say something? The bosses upstairs drop Perry's movie time. The bosses upstairs can drop me.
What?
Thank you.
I'm putting my foot down.
Thank you. Thank you, Mole.
Really? You're
gonna. He's my best friend, and I'm going to support him.
But
thank you, Mole.
Why? All he's done is fuck things up.
I don't fuck nothing up. You put words in my mouth.
Really?
You make me look like the bad guy constantly.
Has Mole or I ever quit the show? Have we ever threatened?
I did a bunch of times.
Have we ever threatened you when we're coming up to the biggest show we've ever had and you constantly say, I'm done
with
the show?
Well, so let me ask you.
Let me ask you. I'm asking you, you rotten bastard. Have we ever done anything like that? When we're supposed to be trying to build up people coming to the show so we can make your dumbass some money, your handicapped moronic mind money. I'm so sick of your self-centered asshole. You know, you complain about money. Oh, I only got so much money. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know what? What do? All I do is pay. You want to pay a quarter of it? I'll take your money. To put this show
what
on?
What money?
Okay, do you want me to take the money that you make to put this show
what
together?
What money do I make? I don't make any money.
Okay, then no $10 shout-outs today. No
$10. Oh, so you're going to fuck me this way again?
No. I'm sick of you
no.
fucking saying you make no money. How long are you here? 2 hours at the most? If you make $20, that's $10 an hour. You fuck.
Oh, God.
You fuck. I'm sick of your bullshit, Perry. All I do is spend money.
How about people that have real radio shows that make $1,000 a
show? Okay, we're not a real radio show. How about
wait
the fact
second,
that I'm
wait
dealing...
a second. Are you fucking with him?
I'm not fucking with
he's
him.
He's majorly
I'm
fucking
not,
with me.
I'm not fucking with him at all.
He's majorly
oh,
he, fucking
no,
with
Perry,
me.
No, Perry, I'm not fucking with you. I'm being as honest as can be because I'm sick of your fucking bullshit. I have to deal all week putting the show together. I work my ass off. You come here for 2 hours and all you do is complain. Fuck you. Fuck you. Now, you have, now, as I was trying to say before, you have to come up with 3 fucking punishments. We will choose one of the punishments that you come up with. If the punishment for you being a fucking cocksucker and screaming at me like a maniac for me doing nothing last week, I did nothing. You
can
got,
I, can
you
I say something?
Mad. No, you can't. I will say this, and then I will let you say anything you want. But what you have to do now, you come up with 3 punishments. If we don't like those 3 punishments, then I make up a punishment for you. Number one, go.
I'm not a cocksucker. Okay. That will never happen
to
me.
Can I say this? Can I
ever,
say this?
Ever, ever,
can
ever,
I say
ever,
this?
Ever,
Perry,
ever.
Perry, I don't think you are. As a matter of fact, I think it's really shitty when people say that you blew Randy Callen, because that is not true.
Thank you.
It is not true. There's nothing farther from the truth. And the people that have picked up on that are bullshit people. By the way, keep in mind, on June 25th, of this year, we are going to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Perry
of me being in show business
and getting a blowjob and jerking a guy off. And what we will be doing, that will be at the Comedy Store. But I'm going to tell you this, the people that are trying to change that around say that Perry blew Randy Callahan, bullshit. Mole, who blew Randy Callahan?
Perry got raped.
Thank you.
Well, I don't think.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I prefer it being stated that way.
You like it
because
you like
that's
it.
Exactly
you,
really,
that,
what happened.
That's what you're into.
An old man, Randy Callahan. How much older is he than me?
Please don't. We don't want to. Don't brag about the whole story.
I'm not bragging about it, but
you're all into it. You get way too into it. It gets really uncomfortable.
Why
you wear the fanny pack to cover your boner every time you tell the story?
Fanny pack to cover my boner.
That's what he said.
No, Stooge.
Oh yes, you
so much. I keep medicine.
Oh yes, you did. You go. I wear the fanny pack because I get a boner whenever I tell the Randy Callahan story.
I never have a boner.
I never heard him say that.
Look,
said that.
I lose.
I thought so. I can understand.
I lose. Never mind. It's just
Perry,
stop making me disgusted.
Perry,
and sick.
What are your three punishments that you want to?
First one is no punishment at all.
Okay.
Second one is no punishment at all. Third one is no punishment at all.
Okay.
No punishment.
Well, then here's the deal. I've made a decision. Now I'm going to give you three. You choose which one you like.
Relief discomfort.
No. No.
We I can get. Have, I no. get one. One.
Oh shit.
He's eating from the whole thing out of one of them.
You mean from What the Huck?
Yeah.
What? I forgot about that. You know, What the Huck is the finest in Thai cuisine.
I just thought his Thai food sitting Hollywood over there. Where does Thai food come from?
He's like chowing down on one.
Doesn't matter.
Go ahead and eat.
That's what he did.
Munch.
That's
Munch.
What the Huck. 323-654-7952. What's that number again, Perry?
323-654-7... Don't you dare... Throw it across the room.
Hey, gotcha.
Do not.
Mole, don't throw the pad thai. Mole, put that down.
That's pad thai. This is done.
Okay, put that down. Mole, please. I'm starting to get a little disappointed in you. Because who cleans up this studio at a secret location in West Hollywood?
Mary Jane does.
Yes. Mary Jane never does anything.
I don't work. I don't ever lift a finger.
Thank you. So you were wrong when you said that. All right, now. Anyway, that's What the Huck, 323-654-7952. Do you know that in Spanish, Mole?
Oh, you mean What the Huck? Tres, dos, tres, seis, cinco, cuatro, siete, nueve, cinco, dos?
That's exactly what I'm saying. What's the number, Perry?
323-654-7952.
Exactly. That's What the Huck. All right. So
you're going to...
I told you, and I told Nick... I would give you a chance to decide what your punishment is because, Perry, now I want you to really listen to me. I'm not going to yell. Please don't say a word. I want you to listen to me, and I want you to try to think of it from my perspective. When you leave here, it takes me 8 hours through editing to get this show together. 8 hours.
Okay.
That's 8 hours of my time. I promote the fucking show on the internet constantly. I'm trying to do business all the time. Then I have to prepare the show. Every week.
Right.
Now, when you come here, you're here for 2 hours. And I'm tired of you treating me like shit. Yes, Perry. Last week, when you called and screamed like a blithering idiot maniac, and you wrote things all over the internet that I've told you not to do.
Whoa.
What?
Okay.
What?
Well, you want to ask Nick about it? Nick remembers.
Oh, what? One.
What you did is you complained about money. Now, here's.
I'm always going to complain about money.
But here's
until
the thing. I told you, if you complain about money, I'm going to start taking things from you. Here's the way I look at it, Perry. Now, try to understand me. Please. All I'm doing is working and putting out money out of my pocket. I'm not making a fucking dime on it.
Oh, but you make a lot more money at your other job.
Okay, but that has nothing to do with it. And I don't know how that...
You make a lot more money off disability than he has. No one sends him a check every month for doing nothing.
Excuse me.
Doing nothing.
I am disabled.
You are not disabled.
Fuck you! Show's over!
How are you?
If you knock anything over, you're going to be disabled permanently. Sit down, Perry. Sit down, Perry. Perry, I'm going to give you 1 second to sit down. I'm going to give you 1 second to sit down. Sit
He's
the
screwing
fuck
with you, Dan.
Down.
He's messing with
Wait
you.
Wait a minute.
Don't ever say I'm not disabled. Well, don't ever say what happened to me at the age of 16 was not nothing.
Okay. I mean, he was able to
God
keep,
damn it.
He was able to keep the same job for a long time until China took it from him.
Yep.
But that disability check, it's pretty sweet now that he doesn't have to look for a job.
I wonder what would happen if I told the government how you were working at a job underneath the table when you were a delivery driver for your cousin's
What?
Print shop. Did you get paid at your cousin's print shop?
That wasn't under the table.
You got taxes taken out.
Yes.
And it didn't affect your disability.
Yes, it did.
Okay. So they know about that.
Yes.
Okay, so you could have a job. So you're not completely disabled. You couldn't get a job?
I was unable to hold the job. I kept losing my job.
Why did you lose your job so much?
Because of my attitude. I am out of here this next week, and I'm not coming here.
What are you doing?
I'm out of town.
Where are you going?
I got to go. The next Thursday, I'm leaving town till Sunday. I got to do a job.
Where are you going?
I'm going up to Big Bear.
What are you doing in Big Bear?
With Eric. I'm going up with Eric.
So we'll do this Sunday.
I won't be back in time.
You're going to have to be back on time, Perry.
Why can't we do it like Wednesday?
No, because we can't do it Wednesday.
Dan's on disability.
During the week, I'm on disability. I can't.
During the week, you're
You got mad when Dan said you're faking it for disability money.
You really did. You should have seen your face. It was funny. You were like, oh, I'm done with the show.
This is really dark. This is a really dark show.
I'm done with the show. I'm on disability and nobody can tell me any differently. I'm a disabled person.
So you're going to tell me that my head injury is
are you going to tell me that you're going up to work?
You know what's amazing is that you're
next weekend?
You
know what's great?
Yeah, that's working. You could work. You could work, you lazy piece of shit. You don't want to work.
Hey,
and
hey,
like everything
hey.
Else, you use this fucking way out.
I don't
want to
work.
Take it easy. Take it easy. Listen, you're looking at a guy who was disabled from an accident. A guy who was able to drop into a half pipe on a skateboard and break his neck. This is man.
Half pipe? No, I dropped into a bowl.
Sorry. Dropped into a bowl at 45 years old.
Yeah, right. But he was disabled when he did that, right?
He was disabled. He couldn't move physically, so he was
mentally disabled.
Oh, yeah. Mental. Oh.
Physically is different. I have a mental disability.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, but you can work. You could work.
Okay.
You could work.
Up
you know what?
Do
you want to ever make money with us?
Is it bipolarism?
Do you ever want to make money with us?
What is it?
Head injury.
That's not what they call it on the thing. They don't go, oh, he's got head injury.
I want to ask you a question. Do you ever want to work with us? Do you ever want to make money from this project?
What am I doing here?
I'm asking you yes or no. Do you ever want to make money on this project? Yes or no?
Of course.
So this is work, correct?
All right.
All right.
One day a week.
One day.
While he's eating all our food.
It doesn't matter. Mole's a good guy. Mole's a great guy. Mole's a wonderful guy.
This is the first time I tried their bad Thai.
I'll tell you, his manager, Anthony's a pain in the ass, but Mole is a great guy.
At times.
You really think that? Mole cares about you more than anybody I've ever met in my life. Mole loves you. I've heard him say that
Thank
before.
Hey, can I interrupt for a second?
You certainly
can. I just want to try to lighten it up here for a second. You guys ever think about how many songs that Bruce Springsteen does that have town in the name? Like Death to My Hometown from the new album Wrecking Ball and My Hometown and Darkness on the Edge of Town and Youngstown and Santa Claus is Coming to Town and Lucky Town.
Yep.
A lot of town tunes.
What does that all mean? How does that relate to anything that we've done today or going
it's
to
just
do?
Just six songs that have the town in it that Springsteen did.
Your timing
what's
is
so
perfect.
What's so important about Bruce Springsteen for this show?
Exactly.
How dare you?
I'm just asking a question.
Like Tim Perpetic, he's an American hero.
How about Santa Claus is coming to my hometown? Santa Claus is coming to my hometown. He gave us gifts, but to close the factory down. I don't know how it would go.
Yeah,
I just noticed that there were a lot of songs.
Your lyrics are wrong.
Well, you know what we got to do now because we got to catch up. We are one of the very few shows where the audience, the fans, they can be part of the show. They can send us $10 and give us a little shout-out because it's time once again for our $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
If you've never heard the show before, to be part of the $10 shout-out, all you have to do is send $10. That's hard cash, no checks, no money orders, none of the other bullshit, cash. And you send it to 7510 Sunset Boulevard. Number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. And you address it to $10 shoutout, care of Don Barris. That's all you got to do. Now, we have a few shoutouts today.
Can I say something?
What do you want to say during the
$10
shoutout?
Can I bring up what happened today?
We're in the middle of the $10 shoutout. Can you wait until after the $10 shoutout?
Okay, it's part of the $10 shoutout,
well, we'll see. Are you having $10 shoutout sent to your fucking house?
Not yet.
If you do...
I'll be bringing them right here.
No, you won't. If you have one $10 shout-out, you are not allowed to bring them. If you get a $10 shout-out, anybody that sends it to Perry's address, it will not be read here. And if you want to donate money to Perry, you are fucked up. And if I find out you do that, if anybody tells me that they sent $10 to you and why didn't they get their shout out, I will fine you $30 each time you do that. Now, this first
you will fine me?
Yes, because I told you the way it works. You are not allowed to send $10 shout outs to you. If you do, you are going to be fined. Hello, Big Three Podcast. I'm a very... Shut up. Hello, Big Three Podcast. I'm a very wealthy producer of both mainstream and pornographic movies. Among the films I've produced is the 1993 straight-to-video gay erotic classic Transitions, An Anal Adventure. The movie can be listed on IMDb at... title. Before continuing with this letter, please take a second to look up this yourself. Well, we don't have the second to do that, so anyway, that's what he did. All right, I'm not sure if Mr. Caravello knows this, but I brought a hidden camera footage that Mr. Randy Callahan shot of their 1992 escapade.
What?
And it featured heavily in Transitions. What? Which is why he and Randy have the top listing in the IMDb credits for it.
What?
We've got to look this up. Yeah, why don't you look that up? Anyway, as your show reaches a 20th anniversary celebration, so does my movie. For 2013, I'm looking to release a special 20th anniversary remastered Blu-ray edition of Transitions, and I was hoping that I could get Perry to record some featured commentary, or better yet, star in his own new Transitions movie. I even made you guys a deal. If Perry stars in Transitions 2, my production company will fully finance Windy City Heat 2. If interested, please contact me at my email address. Then he gives that.
Garamash, you got to do it, man.
Sincerely, Steve.
What does he plan on paying me?
He said he'll make Windy City Heat 2.
Let me just finish this and then we'll find out. P.S. Perry, feel free to refer to yourself as the star of the cult movie classics Windy City Heat and Transitions, An Anal Adventure.
Wrong.
With my help, you can become the star of the box office blockbusters Windy City Heat 2 and Transitions 2. Further down the asshole. Well, that's the first
it's
one.
It's impossible. I would never let anybody go up my ass.
Okay, what were you going to say? You were going to say something a little earlier, Perry.
About the...
I don't know what about. You're just going to say something.
I got something I want to read.
What's this about?
About the movie review?
This isn't the movie review. We're in the middle of $10 shout-outs.
All right.
All right, why don't you read this letter? Here you go.
Dear Mr. Barris, my name is David White, and I have just started a brand new company called Freestyle Farms. Here is Freestyle Farms. People of all ages can learn how to master the art of skateboarding. We have some of the best in the business coaching our students, just as Tony Hawk and Eric Costin, just to name a few. The reason I am contacting you, Mr. Barris, is because I had heard that a colleague of yours is a master skater and owns his very own deck company, manufacturing some of the best boards on the market and uses only the finest material available. That means a lot to our brand new upstart company. Let's see, our goal is to have farms in every state by the year 2014. And of course, we'd want our students using the best to become the best. To support all of our future students' needs, we'd like to make a large deck order, very, very soon. Our first order will consist of 500 each on both the 33 by 500 each of both the 9x33s and the 8x32 popsicle sticks, and 300 of the double kick decks. As our company expands, our orders will grow too. I understand your colleague is huge part of the Big Three, but we don't have his contact information. So if you could have him contact me ASAP, I would very much appreciate it. Thank you for your time, and please have Mr. Perpetic call me. I look forward to a long working relationship. Sincerely, whatever the hell his name is, it looks like doesn't, I can't read his signature. It says, sincerely, CO Freestyle Farmers. This Perpetic guy is not.
Tim Perpetic, American hero, skateboard enthusiast.
Oh, Christ. I'm the skateboard enthusiast. Well, Perry Caravello, the owner and operator of Scary Perry Skateboards.
Wait, this is cutting into your 60 seconds with Perry.
That's not cutting into my 60 seconds with Perry.
Yeah, it is.
I am the owner-operator of the best skateboarding company on this podcast.
You're not supposed to talk about it.
That's what I'm being fined. No, I can't talk about my skateboards. No, that's why I'm not selling decks, because you guys are fucking me.
I'm fucking you. You do it again, you're not getting your $10 shout-outs today.
Yeah, you're robbing me again.
Open your fucking mouth again about money, you fucking pile of shit. And you get nothing today. And then you can argue about money. Now, Mole, you have another letter right there, if you like?
I do. It says, Dear Big Three, I recently saw the cult film classic Windy City Heat and have now become a big fan of the Big Three podcast. Scaremaster is by far my favorite part of the trio. I think he's really smart and clever, and I love the pranks, tricks that he has pulled, like making Dan think that he stole money out of his wallet when he threw the toilet paper on Mo's trailer. I was wondering, though, which of the following two tricks was Perry's biggest? One, the time Perry fooled Johnny Knoxville and the whole world into thinking that he really put his D in a mouse trap. Right off the bat, when I saw that video, I knew Perry had a friend who works in makeup or special effects, make a small fake prop one to use, because there's no way a human penis could ever be that small unless it was a baby's. Or two, the time he tricked Randy Callahan into giving him some SAG cards for a mere BJ.
Tricked.
I would compare it to Tom Sawyer tricking kids to paint his fence on the genius scale, which would be pretty high. Perry easily could have made Randy have sex with him for those cards, or even get a couple of Randy's gay friends to pull a foursome with Perry. Keep up the great work. Bart, was it one or two? The fake mousetrap penis or Randy tricking Randy Callahan?
Which is
no comment.
Oh,
no comment, because penis thing was real.
Was it
real? And what happened with Randy Callahan was real, and I am disgusted with both acts.
Hold everything. That's your real penis?
Hold everything. Yeah, when you're scared to shits, your dick is going to shrink like a fucking little fucking.
That's that dolphin girl. If when you're nervous, your dick shrinks. I don't think it does. Here's another one. Hey, Big Three. Dear Carrie Paramello. And then it says in parentheses, isn't Carrie a girl's name? Anyway, it's almost time for your grand celebration where you blew Randy Callahan and swallowed his load.
What?
Okay.
It's not what happened.
All right. That's not what happened. That is not what happened. This is exactly what I was talking about. Well, let me finish the letter. I met you once on Sunset Boulevard, and you got drunk and blew some guy in the parking lot and came back looking very satisfied, licking your chops and wiping yourself off.
Scaremaster.
Lying son of a bitch.
Well, he may be. I don't like this letter, I'm going to tell you, but let me finish it. Let me tell you, after the incident, now I know why they call you the Queer Master. If you took some skateboard tips from skateboard legend Terrifying Tim, you probably
He's
wouldn't
not
have broken
a skateboard
your neck
legend.
Before. Don, you're the man. And Mole, you're the Schnitz.
The what?
Schnitz.
Let me say something about Terrifying
Let
Tim.
Let me just finish this. Don gets $5, Mole gets $4, Carrie is happy 20th Queer Master. Have a time remembering those loads of jizz. Sincerely, Steve Dirty Dick Johnson. Oh, that's nice, Dirty Dick. I wonder if that's his real name, Dirty Dick Johnson.
Number one, there was never an occasion like that. Never, ever, 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 ever.
If I may stand up for you for just 1 second, I happen to know Perry Caravello for 20 years almost now. And in that
last
time.
Last Sunday of May.
By the way, last Sunday of May, our 20th anniversary is coming up of us knowing each other.
Shit, that's right. Yeah. 3 weeks.
Less than 3 weeks, probably.
Less than 3 weeks, okay.
But you know what? And it's been the worst time of my fucking life.
Oh, Christ.
But I will say one thing. I know Perry Caravello. Is he a slob? Is he a misogynistic, racist pig? Yes, he is. But is he gay? No.
Never.
Way in the world. And it hurts me because I think, and I'm not 100% sure because Perry hides things very well. I think it affects Perry when people say something like, oh, he blew Randy Callahan. I think it hurts you a little, doesn't it?
A lot.
Okay. And I don't think it's fair that you people do that. So let's make a deal. Lay off Perry. Lay the fuck off Perry. Are you in agreement, Perry?
Thank you.
What did you find there, Mole?
On IMDb, on Transitions and Anal Adventure, they have Scaremaster listed as Gay Tim and Randy Callahan as self-director Paul Norman.
Fucking crazy.
Wow. Should we write a review?
Yeah. Write a review saying that it'll never happen.
You know what? But that's a negative thing.
But I would never do a gay scene.
But it doesn't matter. Let's say that all of a sudden this becomes a hit and your name is in there. It's just good publicity.
No such thing as bad publicity.
Exactly.
All right.
Why don't you read this one, Perry?
Dear Big Three, I am writing to find out if there is any truth to the rumor that Perry is writing a coffee table book describing Perry's favorite hand job techniques and documenting his love for man-on-man masturbation. Perry is always bragging about how good of a man lover he is and this is such bullshit.
Well, just read it, just to show how
man,
silly.
And you're not even doing that, dude.
I know. Man lover he is and how he enjoys a large male penis in his hand and mouth. Oh, fuck off. It is great that he can make a living doing something he is passionate about. Let's see, I've heard that Perry credits his hand job skill to car washing, which keeps his hands strong while the soap keeps his skin supple and smooth. Perry mentioned on Facebook that the semen from young boys he rubs on his...
Just to show how silly it is.
Perry mentions on Facebook that the semen from young boys he rubs on his face keeps him feeling young and provides an extra shot of testosterone to tighten up his skin. Best of luck with the book. Love the show. Hydra Ron Carlson Esquire. That's such bullshit.
It is bullshit. I and you know what? Let me just say this. Hey, Ron Carlson Esquire, I think it's really unfair what you do to Perry, because you know what? As I've said many times, I've known Perry for quite some time.
20 years.
And I know this. He is a slob. When it comes to women, he's a pig.
I'm a pig when it comes to women.
All right, we'll ask a woman.
I'm a pig when it comes to women.
All right, let me ask a woman. Mary Jane, let me ask you an honest question. Now, don't do this to be funny. Tell me the God's honest truth. You know Perry, right?
Yes.
You've seen a lot of men in your life around, haven't you?
Yes, I've witnessed a lot of men.
How would you describe Perry as a man?
Honestly.
Now, I know that you like Perry. This has nothing to do with trying to get him in trouble or be funny. Truthfully, maybe he'll listen to you and hear what you have to say and maybe change.
I think that he's stubborn and maybe a little thinking about himself before other people. I think he might have a problem with objectifying women.
Well, that's enough. All right. Well, let's continue. See? That's not real good.
Okay.
All right. Continue on. Let's do it. We've got one last letter.
Scaremaster got me excited about that. Look who this is from. Look what corporation that's from.
Hooters.
Whoa.
This is a real letter, you guys.
Nice.
Dear Big Three, it's come to our attention that members of the Big Three have expressed an interest in opening a Hooters restaurant.
Oh,
before we can proceed any further, we must determine which incarnation of that Big Three we would be dealing with, the new Big Three or the one with that other guy, Perry Caravalli. Hooters is committed to maintaining its family image, so we would never allow someone with Perry's poor hygiene and pedophilic compulsions to be unleashed on the unsuspecting public. We didn't let Rush Limbaugh buy Hooters, and he only got caught with some Viagra, which is nowhere nearly as bad as being caught with child pornography.
Keep going.
Is that it?
Finish reading it.
On a related note, we did hear via the network that Terrifying Tim is considering opening a Hooters in Pacific Palisades.
Oh, that would be good.
This would be a perfect location for Hooters and an association with an American hero and a skateboard enthusiast like Tim Perpetic would reinforce Hooters' family image. Thank you, Dan Mould, Tim, hopefully, and or Rucka. Sincerely yours, Diane Chambers, Vice President, Hooters for Decency. Well,
who's it signed by?
Her, Diane Chambers.
Okay.
And that was today's $10 shout-outs.
$10 shout-out!
It's complete bullshit.
How is that BS?
It's complete bullshit. How? First off, Diane Chambers does not work for Hooters in the office.
Where does she work?
Diane Chambers is just one of the girls.
Okay, well, this is Diane Chambers, Vice President, Hooters for Decency. So she might be in kind of, and this does say Hooters for Decency.
I don't know who Diane Chambers is.
It's a crock. It's a crock.
Why would it be?
It's a crock.
What do you mean a crock of what?
It's bullshit, all right? Diane Chambers, number one, doesn't work in the Hooters company.
Mary Jane, yes.
Perry, do you know this woman because you've looked at some of her sexy pictures?
Do you know Diane?
She's one of the models for Hooters. She's not one of the employees of the company.
So you know this person?
I know of her.
Where do you see pictures of her?
On the calendar.
Seriously?
Yes.
Look at that kind of shit.
I've got the calendar at home on the wall.
Have you ever jerked off to it?
I don't jerk off to stupid stuff like that.
What do you jerk off to?
None of your business.
Well, I mean, you've opened the book. You were the one that mentioned it. What do you jerk off to?
I got pornos.
Like what kind? What are you into?
Man on woman, stupid.
I didn't think it was anything else, but I mean, what are you into? Do you like them roughed up a little bit?
Normal sex.
Just normal sex.
I'm not into fucking...
You into lingerie? You into...
Yeah, I like lingerie. I like chicks in lingerie. I like, do you like Victoria's Secret stuff. I
mean, like guys getting spanked?
It's not my forte, no.
What's one thing that you really like? If you could see any kind of sexual act going on in a porno, what would you like?
Hey, Dan, here's a birthday present for you. You know who found that?
Who?
My manager, Anthony. But I had to pay for it.
Oh, look at that. Greetings from Saginaw, Michigan. Whoa, look at that. They've got the entire skyline.
They got all the beautiful places there.
Nice.
That is nice. I was born in Saginaw, Michigan.
Come on, Scare Master.
I grew up in a house near Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman.
No, he wasn't.
Many times he came home with too little pay. Well, that's all. Oh, that is really.
I thought your dad was, what's his name, over at Chrysler.
Okay, well, you thought completely wrong.
All right.
Well, that is really nice. You know what? Because we're gonna build that wall over there in the studio with a bunch of pictures, and I'm gonna put this up. Thank you, Mole.
You're welcome,
that's
buddy.
Really, really nice. Thank you, Mole. All right. All right, so here's the deal. I'm not joking about this because, Perry, you're going to get your $10 shout-outs today because I want you to have some gas.
But what
we are going to do is this. I'm going to talk to Nick again tonight, and we're going to come up with a punishment for you because what you've done is, okay, you continue to say this, but, Perry, how long do I have to put up with your bullshit? Last week you were ballistic for no reason.
I wig out over last week? I forgot.
You see, that's the thing. You don't even know. You just started calling me, screaming at me like a maniac.
I don't remember
what
happened.
And I tried talking to you, and you said you quit the show, you're done with it, that's it.
Oh, probably because of all the faggot shit on the internet.
Okay, well, it has nothing to do with me. And you know what? If people think you're gay, you got to show them you're not. My personal belief is that on June 25th, you're going to show them what kind of man you are.
Depends on how many girls I got coming with me.
When that room over at the Comedy Store is packed with people and you're able to show what a man you are, people will never call you gay again.
Well, I'm not sure if I'm going to have Terry there. She might be...
Terry Ann Fluzzo?
Yeah, Terry Ann Fluzzo. She might come, she might not. I might get my photographer, Carrie, with me. I don't know. She may be busy
working.
You have
a photographer?
My headshot photographer.
Do you have headshots all the time?
Not all the time, but
how many have you done with her?
I've done, three shoots with her. But, I mean, we're still in touch with each other, and we still talk and everything.
You know, I think it's time once again for our weekly Cookie Caramello update.
Drum roll!
Now, if you're not familiar with Cookie Caramello, Cookie Caramello
Caravello
is Perry's father. He was a naval cook.
American hero.
And this is before the time of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So he really broke some ground.
World War II.
Not only was he in World War II, he was also in the Korean War. But then, on February 6th, I don't even know what was the matter with him, but they decided it's time to pull the plug.
They pulled the plug.
And yet, he's been going and going and going.
And it was...
Perry, tell us.
I believe it was a week after that, he called up my stepmom, Karen, and told her that he released himself from the, from the jail, a.k.a. the hospital.
Okay, we're not talking about that. We want to know, is he still with us?
Of course he's still with us. Last time I spoke with him, he asked about some telephone service that's $20 a year, I think it is.
Okay, that's
Vonage.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is that a phone call? Would you please send that through for me, please?
Hello, I must be going. I cannot stay. I came to say I must be going.
Oh, hello, Mr. Adams.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
That was a bit of Groucho.
Oh, wow. Hey, Perry knew that.
Speaking of my sweet Italian sausage, Perry, Scaremaster, how is Papa?
How's your dad? Yeah.
My old man's doing great.
I tell you, I very well may stop asking at this point. His seeming immortality bores me.
Yeah, he should die or do something with his life.
I quite agree. Well, now, let me ask, who would like to accompany me to the movies this week?
Ooh.
I want to go see that Avengers film.
Saw it twice.
You saw it twice? How did you get to see it twice?
Yeah, I got wasted, then I saw it in the second screening.
Mr. Barnes?
No, thanks. I read the book, so I'm not interested.
Well, what about you, Scaremaster?
I'd love to go. When? Oh,
listen. Here's the dealio. I would like very much for you and I to go see it out in the City of Industry where they have the only drive-in theater in town.
No, thank you.
Imagine you and I huddled in the back seat of my Citroen.
No,
keeping
thank
cozy
you.
And warm and enjoying some smuggled-in cocoa and butter toffees. Sound delish?
No,
he's
thank you.
He's into it. He's into
come,
it.
Come on now. Listen, it's an action movie, and we'll be seeing plenty of action. Yes, yes?
No, thank you.
Do me a favor. Just think on it. Meanstwiles, I have a jokey.
Hells and yes.
Ready?
Yep.
Why was the panda colored pink? Yes, it's a thinker.
Oh, because he was embarrassed.
Spot on.
Like Dan embarrassed. Barris. Like Dan
well,
Barris.
No, not really.
Is that really about me? Perry always wants to do something embarrassed.
This is all quite interesting.
Perry also loves his eyes. Perry loves Dan's eyes.
Well, we all do, Mr. Barnes. We all do. Scaremaster, listen, I'll see you at the theater. Wear something loose like cut-off sweatpants. Toodles.
Oh, God, you're sick.
In the City of Industry, a city with no laws.
You're going
whatsoever.
To the drive-in City of Industry,
I'm not
Mr.
Going,
Adams?
I'm not going with Mr. Adams any fucking drive-in. I said no way.
I didn't even know Citroen's had back seats.
Well, anyway, as I said, when we get done with this, I'm going to call Nick, and I'm going to explain to him, and I'm going to give you one last chance to decide what the punishment is going to be. There's no joking about this. You have to have some kind of punishment. Perry, and I'll tell you this, because here's the deal. I can't take it anymore. I can't take you screaming at me for no reason. I want to see you these 2 hours a week, and then I don't want to hear from you. Okay? You're a very bad person to me. If you want to end this thing, just tell me right now, because I'm about to do something that pushes the whole show like crazy. Wait a minute. You're smiling. So this whole thing. Perry, have you been fucking with me?
Durr!
You mean the entire time?
Durr!
When you've been aggravating the fuck out of me and I want to kill you? It's just you fucking with me?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You don't understand the Scaremaster. You never have, never did, and never will.
So this whole character
you got
is all called the Master. I am the Master of disaster.
He's messing with you, dude.
I fuck with you 24/7.
He
no,
messes
wrong.
It's all made
72/7. It's called 3 days in one.
He makes it all up.
I sculled your brain
create this whole reality.
In a fucking fire, and I burn you like a fucking crisp.
You're not even on disability, and you blew him, and he jerked you off.
Is that true?
What?
It's the whole thing's been a game mind with me. Screw on Dan.
Oh, Perry, and I've been standing up for you, saying that no, there's no way he did that. But yet you did blow Randy Callahan.
You want to die?
Why?
I did not blow anybody. No,
where is it real?
I am not.
Not real. Where's
I am not line? A faggot. Oh. I am not a faggot.
Are you not?
Messing with him right now? Are you even messing with him right now?
See, I don't know when you're being real and when you're fake.
Oh, man.
You are fucking with my head, aren't you?
You really get in there.
You are fucking really with my head, aren't you?
When it comes to that Randy Callahan shit, you know what happened.
I don't know now. At one point, I thought I did.
He's screwing with you. He's going to screw with you again. Get him. Scare Master, get him.
Oh, God. That's one thing, you know, I want to fucking break your fingers.
Whose?
Yours.
What did I do?
Your thumbs. I want to remove them.
What did I do?
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to back
look,
you up here.
Look, you're trying, your you're best trying, friend, I'm you're trying to look like the good guy, but you know what? This is what pisses me off.
What pisses you off? Please tell us.
We try to joke with
Dan.
Not Dan.
I think it's Dan.
It's Don.
Are you sure? I don't
Dan
even know.
Dan is my attorney. Don what? Is Who's this
Dan?
Guy.
He's not an attorney. I thought he lost his license.
He'll get it back.
He'll get it back. He's sharp. He's a good guy.
He's an extremely bright guy.
And he's a nice guy. That's the most. He's a nice
guy. He's
an
honest Thank guy. You. You know, the
he's
thing
your,
is.
He's one of your closest friends after me.
Okay.
He is a good friend of yours, isn't he?
Yes.
And you know what? I'm very happy because you know what you need is you need somebody who's looking out for you, not for him. I would say that your needs come way before his. Wouldn't you say that?
Well, he's helped me out a lot.
How has he helped you? Just let the people know because people put down your attorney that's been barred, but he is really a good guy. Tell the audience some of the things that he's done for you.
He's taken me to dinner.
Where'd you go?
Over at that place down there in the marina.
Which one?
Oh, is this when you pick him up to take him somewhere, then he'll take you to dinner? What a good guy.
Yeah.
What a decent guy. Oh, he helped negotiate the Windy City Heat 2 movie for you.
No, he didn't. That's Nick.
No. I'm talking about when we had...
When Jimmy said within 2 years, and then the 2 years have gone.
Mary Jane, you had something you want to say?
I bet you that guy is so nice. He didn't even take a single penny from Perry.
No. He
only took 20%.
20%? I thought you said 33.
20% of what?
33 is what most everybody takes.
No, they would.
Of who? Of what?
Wait a
Attorneys.
Minute.
Normally.
Percent of what, dude? Which money?
Of the 50?
So when you let me just make sure we understand this. So when you screwed up the movie and constantly threatened lawsuits and things like that because of your lawyer.
And we settled.
Right. And
for $50,000?
You made a settlement for $50,000. They paid you off.
Oh, my God.
That was supposed to be just something that until you got the movie going, they would pay you that, and then they would take that out of your actor's
salary. And then they said they were supposed to give me another $75,000.
So when they took that. What did he take out of that $50,000?
33%.
No.
20%.
20%.
What did he take?
20.
How much?
20.
How much?
I just told you.
$10,000.
Right.
He only took 10?
Yes.
He took $10,000, 20% of $50,000. Did that feel good, writing him that $10,000 check? We did it, man. We sued those guys, and we got that money, honey. You guys high-fived?
No, it's not
probably
a little
bit.
That.
He celebrated.
I thought the $50,000 went to that guy, and he gave you the $40,000 so that it didn't count with your money with disability.
That is completely.
So, how did you claim that in your taxes, the $50,000, and how did you claim that
I don't remember,
in your disability
I don't remember.
As a capital gains?
I don't remember how.
Interesting.
Very interesting. So maybe you didn't pay taxes on that?
Whoa, does the IRS know about this?
I don't remember.
Really?
Wow, so your hatred for America extends so far as to when you...
My hatred for America extends so far as you're full of shit, okay?
Well, if you don't pay the taxes on the money...
The taxes have been paid. Everything's been paid.
You know what it makes me think of? Makes me think of that ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all plumbing and your hardcore man-on-man porn concerns.
Yeah, how much money do they pay you and not me?
Who?
Oh, because I'm not gay and I won't accept it.
I just want some plumbing work done.
But don't take my word for it. Whose word should they take, Mole?
I don't know, dude.
That complete faggot, terrifying, sticking up my ass, Tim.
That's not his.
Why is it your tushy?
It's he. It's
oh,
him.
Wait a second.
Tim
you
is
like
the Fruit
Tim.
Loop. Tim is the Fruit Loop.
Like
he keeps sending
us.
He's got so much
got
to say.
Boy,
he's
sick.
Wait. Hey, faggots.
Harry's got
his
a
fucking
boyfriend.
Mail keeps coming to my goddamn mailbox, and I keep throwing it away.
Mail is coming to your.
Yeah, but he's got magazines, all these fucking, from all these fucking states, and these stupid guys and these faggot magazines coming to my box, and I just throw them away. It's disgusting.
You've never looked at any of them.
Now, fuck no.
Did you just belch?
Yes, excuse me.
You're an
animal. I got a stomach problem. You know that.
I don't know that. How would I know that?
I wear a fucking pouch loaded with pills.
How many 5-hour energy drinks do you drink a day?
Maybe one, maybe.
You don't take one every day?
No.
You didn't go to Costco and buy a case of them.
Oh, yeah.
How often do you do that?
Maybe once. I buy a case once every other month.
Now, does that fuck with your medication?
No. It doesn't.
It helps?
It helps.
It calms you down.
My medication is what calms me down.
But well, what about all those Red Bulls you drink?
I don't like Red Bull. I don't like the...
What about his Monster's energy drinks?
Monster's not
5-hour energy
often,
drinks, 5 hours.
But it's
you go
Jolt,
big on the 5 hours.
Jolt Cola.
You drink a lot of 5-hour energy drinks.
I drink a lot of 5-hour energy drinks. You sound
you
like...
drink a lot of 5-hour energy
listen
drinks.
Listen to you.
Well, don't take my word for it. Let's listen to the words of an American hero, skateboard enthusiast...
Scary Perry.
Okay, go ahead.
My skateboard enthusiasm?
No.
Scary Perry skateboards.
No. This is Terrifying Tim.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM. Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornhole when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you.
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. You know what? One thing that we got to do before we go. Perry, get 60 seconds. Go!
Scary Perry Skateboards at www.scaryperryskateboards.com. That's S-C-A-R-Y. P as in Peter, E-R-R-Y. S-K, the number 8, boards, BOARDS.com. It's Scary Perry Skateboards. There's 5 models online, plus my T-shirts, the Scary Perry Skateboards. Come online and order them. I'm not going to state the prices over the radio, but they're on the internet. Again, go to ScaryPerrySkateboards.com. It's ScaryPerrySkateboards.com.
What are you going to do the rest of your time, dude?
What time?
Hey, can I talk about the Popeyes Pocket Fisherman, the greatest pocket fisherman you're ever going to want? You can use
your
podcast
stealing.
Or pond, the Popeyes Pocket Fisherman. Whenever you want to catch a big bass, just throw out your Popeyes Pocket Fisherman, you're going to have a blast. Have a blast with the bass with the Popeyes Pocket Fisherman.
Stop! How did he cut into my commercial?
You were just dead air. I was just sitting there.
Yeah, you don't let
okay,
the
air then you, okay.
Well, you know what? It is time to do the what I consider the best thing that we do on this podcast. It's, something that people love, the critics love. I would say universally, this is loved. It's time once again for
Perry's
little...
movie review?
No, Perry's movie review has been canceled.
Oh, bullshit.
No.
You can't do that.
It's time once again for Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play.
Moplay.
Let's do Little Perry's movie.
Shut up.
Then we do Moplay.
Shut up. Now, Mole, I know that there's always something we're supposed to say or something like that.
I know, right?
Do we do that anymore? It's confusing. Okay.
Nope.
Well, then, anyway, Mole Play is a game we play on here. It's an improv game, and it's where Mole will take a scene, and how does he get that scene? It doesn't matter. It might be something that we've done here today on the show. It might be something from the front pages of your local paper. Then Mole will create a scene. He will cast a scene. He will direct the scene. Now, my question to you, Mole, is what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Today, we head way out west. We're going to Indian territory, where Colonel Mustard is driving across the plains.
Colonel
but
Mustard?
But he falls into a bunch of angry Pawnee. He has nothing he can do except marry the chief's daughter. So he marries her so that they won't kill him and all his men. And it's his first night in the teepee. He's going to meet his new bride, the princess of the Pawnee tribe. Scare Master, you play Colonel Mustard. Dan, you play the Pawnee princess.
Okay.
Can you, Scare Master, come over here. Scare Master, come over here. She can't speak English and he can't speak Pawnee. But they have to make it work, or everybody's going to get killed.
Sounds like a challenge, but I think I'm up to it.
We join them as Colonel Mustard enters the teepee to find Princess Pawnee ready for their marriage night. They try to find a common language. Mole play!
Oh, my gooma linda!
Huh?
I going it. Oh, my gooma linda!
I don't speak that language.
She's scared. Colonel Mustard tries to put her at ease.
You okay over there?
She's scared, but she's his new wife.
New wife?
And she's beautiful.
She's not beautiful to me. She scares the shit out of me.
He moves over to comfort her because she's scared.
Please, get out of here. What are you trying to do to me?
He comforts her. She sees that he's wearing a lot of current army stuff around his waist and tries to help him take...
Put your hands off my stuff, please. Please.
She tries to take his gun belt off. She's afraid of his gun belt.
She wants my gun belt down his throat. She wants my gun in his mouth. She wants my gun in his mouth.
She tries to show him what she wants.
I can't tell if this is a guy or a girl. Is this a chick or is this a dick?
See me!
Hey!
See me!
See me! This is a transsexual guy! It's not a fucking woman!
I
married a man!
Forcefully, she grabs his genitals.
Get your hands off my dick, you faggot! Get your hands off me, you fucking queer!
Colonel Mustard sees what she likes. He reaches in to give her a big kiss.
Get out of here!
And together they make a baby.
Baby? How do you make a baby when you're two men?
And that's Moplay.
Moplay, let's play Moplay. Moplay, let's play Moplay.
Play. How did I do, Mole? I mean,
you were really good as the Pawnee Princess and believable. Scare Master kept falling in and out of Colonel Mustard.
He sure did.
That was funny.
He's not a very good actor. Well, you know, I see on the clock on the wall, it's getting pretty late. So it's time once again for a little thing called Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
Okay, the bosses upstairs have canceled Perry's Movie Time, so there is no such thing.
Wait a second.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
Well,
but you guys
want
me to do Across the Moon.
No. Your movie time has been canceled. There's no...
But you wanted it for 4 weeks. You said,
okay,
across the moon,
weeks.
Across the moon, across the moon.
And now they don't
and
want
I haven't
it.
Had
they
it.
Don't
now,
want
I got it
anymore.
Now
the bosses upstairs don't want it. Shut up. It's time that we close the show. And, you know, I got to tell you, we are taking money for tickets for the big holiday show, June 25th. And you send those to 7510 Sunset
Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Address that to Don Barris, care of Tickets. So get those. And if you want to follow us on the social network, I'm at SimplyDon1 on Twitter. I'm at Facebook at Don Barris. Perry, you are at
ScaryPerry818 on Twitter.
And at Perry F.
Perry F. Caravello. That's C-A-R-V-E-L-L-O. V as in Victor, E-L-L-O.
Walter Molininski on Facebook.
And you can also reach me at Mole, M-O-L-E. That's my username on Draw Something. That's my new social networking thing. I'm going to be drawing pictures. So if anyone wants to draw something with me, my name on Draw Something is Mole. Same as my name.
Okay. Can I use the restroom, please?
You can't wait 3 fucking seconds.
Okay.
Put her there, guys.
Big.